Muslim migrants turn into biggest headache to German society. While a Muslim migrant chanted, Allahu Akbar, and said, I will kill all Germans, another Muslim migrant double murdered stabbed a man in 2021 and received community service. Germany just deported 5 Muslims out of 317 who all are classified as Islamist threats. And the most alarming information is, while majority of Germans have big worry about huge migrant influx, Germany has accepted over 1.10 million migrants only during 2022. Here are details. A new poll shows that despite Germany's left-wing government pushing for more migrants, a majority of the public either rejects or strongly rejects higher levels of immigration. The November 3 poll from Germany's public news outlet Tagesschau asked respondents if they were worried that too many people were immigrating to Germany, with 53% saying they have a very big worry or a big worry, while 44% are either a little worried or have no worries at all. Worries about too many migrants may only grow over the coming months, with October recording the biggest number of asylum applications since 2016. As reported by Remix News, 12 out of 16 German federal states have already shut down all intake processes for new refugees in September due to strains on housing, schools, and social services. Since then, the situation has only deteriorated. Germany has accepted approximately 1.10 million migrants so far this year, with the vast majority of them coming from Ukraine. However, hundreds of thousands have also arrived from the Middle East, Asia, and Africa, all groups that typically have a poor integration record in the country. Due to a growing housing shortage, Berlin is now expected to propose the construction of a massive tent city to house 4,000 migrants. The German government has made a number of proposals not only designed to increase migrant numbers but also to speed up the citizenship process and provide a massive amnesty to illegal immigrants. Let's not forget, a very large segment of these 1.10 million migrants who already have entered Germany just in 2022 are Muslims. It was believed that after COVID the illegal migration problem was over, but the opposite happened, says CDU domestic politician Philipp Amthor. Where deportations are legally required, they must also be carried out. In the first 9 months of the current year, only 17 people who belong to the Islamist spectrum were deported from Germany. According to the federal government, 317 Islamist threats were in Germany at the end of September. The German authorities are less and less successful in getting Islamist threats out of the country who are obliged to leave the country. According to a response from the federal government to a query from the AfD parliamentary group, a total of 17 people who belong to the Islamist spectrum and whose cases were discussed in the joint federal and state counterterrorism center were deported in the first 9 months of this year. 5 of them were so-called threats. 2 of the deportees were classified by the police as relevant persons. For comparison, in 2021, with the support of the federal government, the federal states deported 22 perpetrators and 6 other Islamists who were considered relevant persons, mostly to their countries of origin. Dangerous, is what the police call people who they believe are capable of serious, politically motivated acts of violence, including terrorist attacks. The circle of relevant people includes those who belong to the scene as leaders, actors, or as logisticians and supporters. We are still waiting for a repatriation offensive. In addition to the blocking and delaying tactics of some countries of origin, there are also practical, legal and political problems. A deportation freeze applies to Syria due to the situation in the country. There have been no returns to Afghanistan since the Taliban took power in August 2021. With the start of the Russian war in Ukraine on February 24 and its consequences, Russia has now become another state with a view to deporting those who are dangerous, where there are problems. Last year, most of the Islamist threats were deported to Turkey and, especially Chechens, to Russia. The entire asylum system is being taken ad absurdum. One each of the 5 perpetrators who were returned from Germany between the beginning of January and the end of September this year were taken to Morocco, Tunisia, Turkey and Lebanon. The authorities sent another one back to Italy, which is responsible for his asylum case under the so-called Dublin rules. According to the federal government, 317 Islamist threats were in Germany at the end of September, including 132 threats without German citizenship. The AfD sees the responsibility for the small number of dangerous deportations in the hands of Federal Interior Minister Nancy Faeser, SPD. The widely announced deportation offensive by Interior Minister Faeser has not materialized, criticized Interior politician Martin Hess. In fact, this horrible influx of illegal migrants is not only taking place in Germany, it is happening everywhere in Europe as well as the United States, Canada, Australia and other countries in the world. The writer is an internationally acclaimed multi-award-winning anti-militancy journalist, writer, research scholar, counter-terrorism specialist and editor of Weekly Blitz. Follow him on Twitter at Salah_Shoaib. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.